Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Ches. We're holding at the Mishnah at the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Ha-moichi yayin l'chaveiroi. A moicher sold wine to someone else, to a lekiach, v'hechmet. And unfortunately, it got sour. And of course, lekiach wants his money back. Says the Mishnah, einoi chai b'achri yusai. The moicher does not have to go and pay for the fact that it went sour. Why? After all, the moicher's wine went bad, you should have to go and pay him. We'll see Mitchum and the Gemara what the situation is talking about. However, says the Mishnah, if it was well known in the community, other than this particular lekeach, that this fellow's wine unfortunately becomes sour very quickly, therefore, he should have told the lekeach that, I want you to know, you better drink it quickly because it's likely to go sour, one, two, three. Hari is a mekach tois, and it's a mekach tois, then the lekeach can easily say, if I would have known, nobody told me. I'm a newcomer in town. I just heard that you have a reputation for selling sour wine. Now that I hear that, you should have told me. Hari is a mekach tois, it's considered to be a matter of deception. He deceived him by selling him the wine without warning him, without telling him. Mekach tois, and he gets his money back. Again, we're going to see more details in the Gemara. Now the Mishnah tells us something more. V'im omer loy yayin mevusim ani moichalach. I'm selling to you a very special wine. Mevusim means that it has nice flavor, nice aroma. But what's important for our purposes, says the Tap Rishbam, shi'eskayim kederech ha'meskayimin. In other words, he's telling him, not only is this good wine, but it's going to remain in Miyat Hashem because it's strong wine, strong in the sense of longevity. I don't know if there's longevity by wine, but nevertheless, then the wine has to be good at least until Shavuos. What's that by Shavuos? Explains Rishbam, because after Shavuos begins the summer season, and the summer season, because of the heat, it's very likely that the bottle of wine or the chavis of wine is going to sour. So he only has to give him a guarantee until Atzeres. After that, you know, you better drink it up quickly because you never know what happens during the summer. Everything can go bad. Of course, in the good old days, they didn't have refrigeration and freezers and all that. Finally, the Mishnah tells us what happens if he's advertising that he's selling Yayin Yoshon. How old is Yayin Yoshon? Mishel Ishtakit. It's got to be at least from last year. If it's only from a week ago, it's not called Yayin Yoshon. You'll know Rashi brings in Chumash, Yayin Yoshen, Shadas, Tzekenim, Noicha Himenu. That's Tzekenim like Yayin Yoshen. But Yoshen is defined as at least from last year. And if he tells him, I'm selling you Yayin Miyushan, then it's got to be Michel Gimelshan. And it's got to be 3 years.
Special reserve.
Special reserve. Now, when it says 3 years, Rashbam says it doesn't have to be a full 3 years. It means 2 years prior to this year. So this year is the third year. If you look at the Rajbam, Mishel Sholeh Shonim, on the fourth line, Mishona de Koidim Ishtakit, Bayayin Yoshon, it was Ishtakit. Yeah, Ishtakit means last year. When you're talking about Yayin Miyushon, it's the year before last year. The Havalugim Mishonim, Imishona Shaim No Imdimba. So it's not that it was 3 years prior to this year, but this year is the third year altogether. So it's really two and a half years old, etc. Okay, on to the Gemara. So we started off the Mishnah, Moichi Yayin L'Chaveir V'Hechmet, Einoi Chai B'Achri Yusei. So Timor, Omer B'Yosef, Rav Chanina, Loishonu, El B'Kankanim D'Loikeach. That's only because they transferred the wine from the original barrel of the Moicher, and they poured it into the containers of the Lekeach. And therefore, says Rishbam, the Moicher can go and say to Lekeach, it was your kalim gormu. The fact that we transferred it from my kli to your kli, number one, the transfer itself could have an impact. Like we said yesterday, that just the fact that you allow the wine to move from place to place, shaking it up, that in itself could have an impact. Right? We had that at the top of the Gemara. Machloikas Rishbam and Toysis, how you learn pshat in chamra akaspa de more shava. Very good. So Toysis said over there, the reason is because when it's on the move, near the farish or binatam, chamra kaspe, kolim hayayin kibin shenasoy b'ktefayim, niskalkal al yad, al yidei shenina neya, umir lahachnitz. Just because of the fact that you shaked it and moved it, that was the toises back on tzadik vav and beis. Thank you, Rabbi Shai, for reminding us.
The Rambam said that was the mazel, the guy's mazel.
Right, we're going to talk about that mazel shortly. Our mazel that we're going to get to it soon. Anyway, so it's bekan kan and velikyach. If you move it, and it also could be besides the toises as far of the moving. Could just be that maybe your kankanim are not the type of kankanim that are good for purposes of preserving wine. If you go and preserve it in my old wooden type of casks, then it'll last for 20 years. Yours is made out of shtickle of plastic or shtickle of this or that. Yeah.
The daughter of the Kaiser is such a shoe, you're so ugly.
Right.
And he says, put your wine in gorgeous golden kalem, it goes sour.
Exactly right. Beautiful. Thank you for reminding us of that, Gemara. So continuing back to the Gemara in Nochamu. So if it's been kanam to lekeach and it goes bad, the Moicher says, it's your problem, not my problem. Aba kankanam de Moicher, however, it's the kankanam that we didn't move it, we left it in the same kankan. Yes, we transported it from place to place, but nevertheless, it's in the same kankan. In such a case, this is your wine, this is your kankan. I didn't even open it until now, until 5 minutes ago. I opened it up and I smell it and I drank it. So therefore, don't say it has to do with my kankan. It has to do with your kankan. And therefore, I expect that you're going to give me a full guaranteed refund.
I mean, the wording of the Mishnah is Hamocher Yain Lechaveiro Vehechmitz, meaning that the sale took place, and then, based on the wording, it soured after the sale.
That's true. But it means because the seeds of the souring were already in that wine, that's why it subsequently soured. If it would have been the best wine in the world that should not have gone sour, it wouldn't have gotten sour a day later, a week later, a month later.
Based on we don't know how much time passed between the actual sale and when it became sour, right? Based on the wording.
Based on the wording, you're absolutely right. However, like usual, Rishbam addresses your question. So, Ariel, you're really on top of it. So please stop whining about this, Gemara.
Okay.
Where is that Rishbam that I'm talking about? If you recall, back on Tzadik Vov Omer Aleph, we had it a couple of days ago, on the very bottom of the Omud, to the last three lines, Itmar Hamoicher Chovis Yan Lechaber Behechmitza, similar to our case in the Mishnah, but now Omer Rav, Kol Gimel Yomim HaRishoinim, B'Shus Moicher. If within the first 3 days of purchasing the wine, he opens up the barrel, and he realizes it's already Chaymitz, it's already gone bad, then the moicher is responsible. Mikan ve'elech, after 3 days, it's b'shus lekeach, then it's lekeach's headache. Should have drunk it quickly, he shouldn't have wasted time. 1, 2, 3. So, difference between 3 days and later. That was the Gemara there. So now, getting back to our Rishbam over here, the Rishbam begins of kankanim de moicher, which is about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. But now going towards the end of that Rishbam, we're now about 18 lines from the top of the Amud, in my Gemara after the word Chamra. There's a little dot, and then it says, Ularav di Amud El. Do you see in the parentheses, or the brackets, Tzadik Vov Amud Aleph? You're looking in the wrong Amud. Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. 98A. And you have over here, you see, Tzadik Vov?
Yeah.
Good. It's your kasha, so we have to look. Ularav di Amud El, Koshloish Yom Rishus Moicher, Ikalu Ukmi Masnisen, Bekan Kanem Delekeach, Bafilu Toich Shloisha. Even though normally Rav says within the first 3 days it's the Moicher's responsibility, that's talking about the Kankanim to Moicher. He was talking about Kankanim to Lekeach. Since you transferred it from the Moicher to Lekeach, then you can go and say Kalecha Gormu even within the first 3 days. Oi, the Kankanim Shul Moicher, or it could be talking about we left in the Kankanim Shul Moicher. Yeah, but then Rav said that only for the first 3 days, Bishus Moicher. After that, he's off the hook, and our mission to him that after the 3 days, that's why the Moicher is off the hook. So therefore, even according to Rav that says the first 3 days, the Moicher is on the hook, that's only if it remains within the Kankanim, the Moicher. If it was switched from the Kankanim, the Moicher, to the Kankanim, to the Kech, even the first 3 days, off the hook. And certainly said Rav, after the first 3 days, it was just Lekeach, and even if it's in Kankanim the Moicher, it's the Lekeach's headache, no longer the headache of the Moicher. Why is there a Sfora of the 3 days we're going to see momentarily that the Moichah says to Lekeach, what do you want from me? I saw you buying such a large barrel of wine. I figured you were going to throw a party tonight. Or maybe you had a Sheva Brachos, or maybe a Bar Mitzvah. You're going to have 50 guests, and you're going to drink the whole thing up tonight. I didn't realize that you're going to hold on to it. So we're going to discuss that momentarily.
What difference does it make? Rob said the first 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Mocher, and after that, we said whether.
So bear with us for a moment. You'll see what the Gemara says. So if I'm a Kankanim, the Mocher, on Malay, then Lekech can go and say to the Mocher, I expect you to give me back every single penny, because this is your wine, this is your Kankan, you owe me the money. Even if we would leave it in the Kankanim de Moicher. In other words, the Yosef Rav Chanina said in our Mishnah, the only reason why the Moicher is Patur, because it's Kankanim de Lekeach. But Kankanim de Moicher, the Moicher would be Chayv. Why is the Moicher Chayv? Le Malay, why can the Moicher say to Lekeach, obviously we're not talking about that he came back 5 minutes later. He came back, Marshall, 3 days later, or a week later, or a month later, or whatever. And he said, I thought that you're going to go and drink it immediately. Because after all, most people, when they go and buy wine, you know, it's immediate. You buy Coca-Cola. You don't go and leave it for 3 months. You buy it because you want to drink it out. Okay, unless of course you're buying, you know, two dozen of them. But if you're just buying one of them, you start drinking immediately. So when I sold it to you, I assumed that you're going to go and drink. You want a whole chavias, I think you're going to start drinking immediately, and therefore that's the reason why, even though it's soured, I shouldn't be on the hook. I think of giving you a lifetime guarantee for the next 1,000 years that this wine is going to remain good. Eventually, it's going to go sour.
We are talking about grape juice, I understand.
Why grape juice? To my wine.
Wine doesn't spoil.
No.
One day to the next.
Please come to my house. I'll show you a few bottles that I opened up and. You can't pour it out immediately.
First of all, you kept it too long. You kept it standing.
Either that or the one gave it to me, you kept it too long. I get for Shlachmunis, and people gave it to me from 5 years ago. Shlachmunis.
I'm sorry, it's a text message, automated text message.
Yeah, somebody wants to buy some wine or something.
Before
you. Is there a storm coming?
It's done.
Okay. Anyway, says, okay, you shouldn't have waited so long. So, Ibazoi, again, why is the Moicher Chayiv if it's been Kankanim de Moicher? If the Moicher Tzricha the Amalei, some say the Mikveh and some say the Makveh. What does that mean? He told them initially, it's going to be wine for cooking.
Shabbos.
Yeah. We had on Shabbos. And therefore, that has to stay for a long time because when you use it for cooking wine, you put in a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow and a little bit next week. You're not drinking it, you're using it for cooking. If you need it for cooking, it's got to remain good for a while. He knew that, and he ignored that. Oh, then if it's been Kanem the Moicher, you, the Moicher, you're on the hook, you have to go and pay. Since we're talking about Mikveh and Makveh, I have to share with you a real-life story that happened with me when I was a Bucher. Because when you say Mikveh, some people say, oh, Mikveh, you mean maybe it's the Mikveh, the type that you're not the type that you have inside a bottle, but the mikveh that you go and toilet.
The ritual bath.
The ritual bath, right.
Ritualarium. Ritualarium. Some people call it.
Exactly. So, when I was a bucher in yeshiva in Buru Park, from time to time I davened in the shul of Reb Menashe Klein, Zichron Levracha, and I became friendly with the shamas. And the shamas took a liking to me, and the shamas one day comes to me and says he has a shidduch for me. Oh. A maidel from Australia. Girl from Australia. The shenste maidel in ganz America is 8 minutes as a shine maidel. She's so pretty in the whole United States, you don't find such a pretty girl. Oh, wow. Shit. He said, then he continues and says to me, I know that the Frima Bukhrim, that they are very concerned that you shouldn't have a problem, that the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law shouldn't have the same name. Tapir of Yudah Chusid shouldn't have the same name. So I'm going to find out all the names from the Mechitin. It's going to let you know. So I kind of shrugged my shoulder. Okay, no, you can tie it to whatever you want. You know, please don't bother me, but you won't. Anyway, next morning he comes to me. Ah, good news. He has a list here of 20 names. Apparently he went back about 12 generations. The mother, the grandmother, great-grandmother, to show that all the names. And he wants to show it to me. Oh, no, thank you. No, doch, give a kick. So he gives me the names. I look at it. I give him right back. And I said, Sanishka Shidduch. Why not Shidduch? Is it Taka Kalev HaChamoisa? Your mother, is your mother's name the same as the girl's name? Is that a problem? No. Rather nicht. So what's the problem? I rather wouldn't say. No, you have to go and tell me. I don't want to. So he pushed me to the wall. No, Mizung, why don't you want the shidduch? I say, look at the first name at the top of the list. The first name was Rivka. He spelled it Resh Fei Kuf Hei. Most people know that Rivka you spell with a vey. It's Resh Fei Kuf Hei. I said, if the prospective shver is a Za'ama Uretz, I'm sorry, I cannot go and marry his daughter. Rivka to spell with a fey. So whenever I see mikveh with a fey, people call it mikveh, I say, oh, yeah, yeah, is that the mikveh, the one with the vav, the ritual bath, or the one? Yeah, okay. It's a true story. Anyway, so the Shamas quickly told me, meaning the wife of the Shamas, and she doesn't know, she wrote a mistake. I said, yeah, okay, mazel tov. Anyway, the next day he conceded that in fact it was the prospective mechutin. I said, it's the best nisht. Anyway, the shidduch didn't go. So getting back to arguing. So now, what's the gemara? The omalei, if we call him makfo, we certainly don't have a problem. So the chichli omalei makfo told him I need it for cooking. And if I need it for cooking, then it has to remain good for a while. It didn't remain good for a while. And it was in kankanim de moicher. If it was kankanim de moicher, then in fact, the moicher would be on the hook. Mm-hmm. We started off from Yitzchak ben Chanina. That our Mishnah is talking about Kinkanim de Lekeach, and that's why the moicher is potter. And because of the kasha that we asked, why don't we say it's talking about even in the Kinkanim of the moicher, and the moicher should say, so we said, the Omalei, it's talking about a case of the Makva, like we said, that I needed it over an extended period of time, and you should have known that, and therefore, if the wine went sour, and it's in your kamkanim, you're on the hook. So, Frank Timura, why don't we simply go and say that Amishtum kamkanim de moicher? In other words, we don't have to say it's tumat kamkanim de moicher. It could also be talking about kamkanim de moicher, and the reason why the moicher is off the hook, he's potter b'achrayis, is udlei omalei lemik, because he didn't say that I'm going to use it for cooking. And so, therefore, the moicher assumed that he's like most people, he's going to go and drink from it. And once they're going to start drinking from it, they'll probably drink it quickly and there'll be nothing left. So why don't we say that pshat? Why do we have to say it to him at kankanim to lekech? Omer of a masisa kashise. I'll tell you why. Because the Mishnah bothered him. What bothered Rabbi Yisrael Chanina? It's funny because it says in the Mishnah, Yedua sheyeinei machmitz. If it was well known, he had a reputation that his wine always spoiled quickly. How does it make a choice? Frey Tumor Amai. Why? At the time that you bought it, it was still good. There's a presumption that he even tasted from it, because that presumably was the custom in the good old days. He didn't buy, you know, sealed bottles like we buy today. They had this large, big chaviyas, and everybody tasted it to make sure you open it, which makes it good, not so good. And then you bought it. So you shouldn't have held on to it, because he didn't tell him that he's using it the mikvah. So you can go with the makveh. And so therefore you can go and say, but even the kankanim de moicher. And the reason why the moicher is off the hook, because he said, well, I expect you're going to drink it 1, 2, 3. And it was good for the first couple of days. You held on to it unnecessarily. Oh, you needed the makveh? You didn't tell me a word about makveh. Elav shmamina, the omelay the makveh, shmamina mustach zayin, that he did tell him it's full of makveh. And if he did tell him, then it should have stayed good for at least a week or two or three, and since it went bad, and it was yadua in the community sheyeinei machmit, therefore harizeh mekachtos.
So, if it was yadua sheyeinei machmit, shouldn't we say buyer beware?
Well, unfortunately, everybody else knew about it, but he didn't, because he was a newcomer. So, if he would have known that it's susceptible to chimitz, either he should have gone down the street and bought from somebody else, or he should have made sure to go and use this for drinking wine as opposed to for cooking wine. Upliga, this halacha that we just said from Reish Reb Chanina, that there's a difference between kankanim de lekeach and kankanim de moicher, this is an argument de Rav Chia bar Yosef, de Rav Chia bar Yosef. Chamra mazla de morei garim. Wine is totally in the mazel of the owner. Now that the owner is lekeach, if lekeach has a shlim mazel, otherwise known as a shlemazel, if unfortunately he has bad luck, it's his fault. I have 100 customers, says a moicher. I didn't get a complaint from 99, only from you. It's in your mazel, unfortunately. There's something, there's some malach up there, some mazel up there, and that's the reason why yours went bad. Shenemar, I have a pasuk. The afki hayayin boiged, even if the wine is a traitor, it betrays you, give a yohir. You can go and attribute it to the fact that the person is a pompous or an arrogant individual. And in fact, the Gemara builds on that. Umr of Mary, hayman de yohir, a person who is pompous and he is arrogant. Afila inshibesele mikvot. Inshibesi, says Rishbam, means his wife. Even his wife cannot tolerate it that he is going and being so arrogant. And Rishbam says, Shemavaza oisai. And she embarrasses him and says, you think you're so highfalutin, so Mr. Agunish, I'm a bigger yachs than you. I happen to be an Einikel from the Vilna Goin and from the Baal Shem. Shenema, the same passage that we just quoted, Gevi Yohir Velo Yinve. What's the word Yinve mean? My Velo Yinve, Benove Shaloi. The word Nove means a residence where a person lives. You may recall that one of the Hoshanas that we say during the Hoshanas week is Neve Sha'anon Hoshana. So Neve means a house or a home where a person lives. And so he says, even the wife will be upset at him if he's a Gever Yohir, if he's an arrogant individual. Gemara continues, Om Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, Kolam Hizkoy, Betalish Shal Tamid Chacham. Person who wears a talish of Tamid Chacham, Ve'ein a Tamid Chacham, he himself is not a Tamid Chacham. See, he's wearing inappropriate dress. Now you're wondering, what is a talish of Tamid Chacham, what does that look like? So Shabbam reminds us, we had this earlier on in our Masechta, back in Cheskebatim on Daf Nun Zayin, the talish of Tamid Chacham, Keitzad kol she'ein chalukai nira mitacht of tefach. Meaning, the choluk, we said, goes all the way down to his ankles. The talis goes almost all the way down to his ankles. He only leaves over a space of about a tefach where you can go and see the choluk. And therefore, that's considered to be, Rishbam says, utzniyusa yisertihi. That's considered to be really walking with modesty. The Gaza Susan Rishbam, the Mishin Tamil Chacham. If you're not a Tamil Chacham, you shouldn't be wearing that dress. Nowadays, you probably know among the Eretz Yisrael Litvisher Rabbanim, they all wear frocks, and the frocks usually have two buttons in the back, and the bottom of the split, it's usually rounded off, because otherwise it's a shine of tzitzis. So if you're a Tamil Chacham, that's the appropriate dress. But if a person has Ma'aretz, he wears that. And the same thing by the Hasidic circles. Many of the Rebbes have very long bekishes that go down practically to their ankles. So a person who's on that madreg is one thing, but if not, that's not an appropriate dress for him. He should be wearing till his knees, like most of the people. Anyway, so a person who is misgoyer, even the Rebbeinu Shloimeh ain't machnis and oitzim chatoshi shekadosh baruch hu. Why? Psev hachas, here it says, Gever Yohir, he's a pompous, arrogant guy, v'lo yinveh, uksev hasem el nevei kodshecha, nevei kodshecha, it's part of the Shira, the Chistav Chascha Amzu Golta, the How to be Oscha El Nevei Kodshecha, that's referring to Hashem's holy Nove, means his Mishkan, his Beis Hamikdash, etc. So therefore, even Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ein Ani V'hu Yecholim Lode B'dir Achas, if he's a Nisqoy. Okay, so with that we got off on a tangent for a little bit for Agadata. So we have a Machloikis between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says, it really makes no difference whether it's kankanim de moicha, kankanim de lekech. The fact that it went sour is your fault, lekech, mazloch gar. Unless the owner, the original seller of the wine, he has a reputation for bad wine, that wine that's going to go sour shortly after you purchase it. Well, that's a different story. Amar Rava, first wide line. Ha'iman de zomin lechavita de chamel lechanvoa, hadaita lesvuye. What is all of this about? This is a person that supplied a chavis of wine to a chenvot, to a chenveni. And he told him, here's a barrel of wine. This barrel of wine costs kach v'kach, let's say $100. And please, go and sell it to all your customers. And at the end, you're going to go and earn, let's say, $150. And in other words, that will be the income from all the customers. You'll give me back my 100, or you give me 110, whatever, and you keep the rest. The change will be yours, the extra $50, $40, whatever they make up. That'll be your wage, and therefore you'll make money. Rishbam says it's similar to the iska that we spoke about back in Masechtas Bava Metzia, where they go and share the risk and things of that nature. Anyways, Amar Rabba Haiman, the Zavon Lechavit, the Chamra, the Chonbot, you went and gave over your chavias to the chenveni to go and sell, adaita l'svuye, for the purposes of selling to customers, and the takif, and it got sour, the halga, 50% of the way, in other words, half of the barrel, oh yeah, till to a third of the barrel. Dina hu de mekabel lo minei, the original seller, meaning the original Baal Hayayin, he's the one that has to go and swallow that loss, because the Chenveni is only considered to be like his shliach for this consignment, but the real owner of the wine remains his from beginning to end. So he's just... probably he's a Shem Mesachem because he's getting paid for
making money.
He's making money. Ah. But this is an oinus, this is not his pshia. It went bad because the Baal Hayayin gave him a faulty wine, wine that wasn't strong enough to withstand being good until the end. But the Aramaran, and we only say that the original Baal Hayayin is Chayin al Doishani Bebarzel, that the Lechiach didn't make any changes whatsoever to the Kankan. In other words, similar to he left in the Kankan of the Baal Hayayin and didn't transfer it to his Kankan, and even in this Kankan itself, he didn't go and play around by the berries. As you know, in Eitzo, berries is a faucet. Usually you use a faucet in a sink. Here the berries means a spigot that is used in the wine coming out of the barrel. If he made any changes, right? Because that itself could have, you know, somehow tampered with the wine and with its tranquility. That's why the wine went bad. That from the period of time when the Baal Hayayin gave this to the Chenveni as his shliach to go and sell, that we didn't have a Yom HaShuk in between. If there was a Yom HaShuk in between, then why do you still have a half a barrel or a third of a barrel left? Two-thirds of a barrel. You just should have sold the whole thing. So it shows that you were negligent. Since you're negligent, you're the one that's on the hook for it, not me. So we have two reasons why the lekeach would be chayiv: one, that he made any shinoi, he played around with the spigot, or he didn't do a good job in selling it quickly on the Yom HaShuk. Yom HaShuk is whenever, I mean Monday and Thursday, or once a week, or once a month, whatever. That day he should have gone and did a clearance sale and got everything out. The fact that he didn't, so he's partially responsible. The Yom HaRava, Ha'iman de Kabul Chamra Adaita de Mamti Le Le Parvata. Here it says de Volshbat, but there's another girsa, to Zulshbat. You have it in other Gemaras as well. Parvata means a port of Zulshbat. That's the name of a city or of a town. So just like Israel, Akko is a port. Haifa, I think, is a port. Here too, Volshbat or Zulshbat was also a port. And he told him, the Baal Hayayin says to the Shliach, I'm giving you this barrel of wine, and I want you to take it to the port of Zulshbat, because over there, it says Rishbam, the prices are higher than here. So if you sell it over there, we're going to make a nice profit, and you know, we'll share in the profits whatever they make up. And guess what happens? By the Madi Hatam, by the time that it took from him to go from that local community, wherever he was, to the Parvata, the Zulshbat, which may have taken him a few days or a week or whatever it was, during that period of time, the Wall Street Journal publishes new wine rates, and so, unfortunately, the wine went down in price. And now both sides are whining, we're not going to make any money on this because it's gone down. Dina hu de mekabele. Now, who is responsible to shoulder or to swallow this wine going down in price? Totally the mocher. Because the mocher obviously did not want him to go and sell it locally or until he got to the port of Zulshbat, because the prices outside of the port of Zulshbat are lower. He said, wait until you get to Zulshbat, there the prices are 20%, 50% higher, and we'll make a nice killing, we'll make a nice deal.
It was no shikvas here, I understand. It was an inyan of a shliach and
That's the Rishbam refers to him as a shliach at times, and Rishbam says also, it could be talking about a situation where not a full-fledged shutvis, but rather that it was palgemilva palgepikodin, like an iska, like we had back in Masechtas Bo Metzia, so you don't have a problem with ribis. So he would go and give the wine, he would say, 50% of the wine is on me, 50% of the wine is on you. And therefore, each one of them takes half of the achrayas. But that's not our case over here, because over here, the Baal Hayayin says directly to him, do not sell it at this time. I want you to hold off and wait until Zulshbat. So therefore, since that was his mission, that was his direction, he's not allowed to go and sell it prior to that. Anyway, but the Rishbam goes into more details as to the exact financial arrangement. But for our purposes, all we have to know is, oh, it went down in price. The one that has to take that loss in the sense that it went down from the higher price to the lower price, is all the original balayai. Iboilus and Adi Mar said, have a chalamai. What happens if it didn't go down in price, but in fact it got sour? What's it mean? Is that Moichel on Sunday, Sam Gedai was on Islichus at 7 o'clock?
7
o'clock, first name. 7 o'clock. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Wonderful. Sad Kadesh. Anyway, Siboilu, have a chalamite. Instead of going down in price because of natural market forces, what happens if it went down because it got sour? What's the status now? Who has to go and take that loss? Is a machlek. When it goes to chala, then I don't say that halacha. Only when it goes down in price, zol. But when it's chala, chala means that it went Essig went sour, then both of them have to go and shear it. But that's not like Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, because Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina said it at the top of the Yomid, when do I go and say that the Moicher is Chayiv? Only Shalom can count him to Lekeach. When do I say that the Moicher is Potter? Because we switched and transferred can count him from the Moicher to count him to Lekeach. Then it's your problem, Moicher, because we left it in the same kanka. Here too, we left it in the same kanka. So, Ibazoi, why should there be chaloloi? Why are you saying that the balayayin has to shear the chenveni, or the shliach, has to go and shear the loss together with the balayayin? Didn't we say, if it still stayed in the kankanim, the Moicher, then it's the Moicher's headache? Because Agamo is like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina.
It's part of the Avera.
Exactly. The Ika the Amri, that's like conspiracy. The Ika the Amri, but there's another
version.
Try to stay every day till the end of the year.
I'll get fired and I'll really be better off.
Well, but you fire up our share.
Right. That's
exactly.
The opportunity.
Exactly. So, the Ika the Amri, there's another version. I feel Chalinami Mekabel. Know that the original Bali Yain is on the hook even for chal if it goes down. Come on, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, that he is, that when it says in the Mishnah, the Hechmetz, Einachai Bachiyusoi, the when is Einachai Bachiyusoi, dafka because they transferred it to the Kankanam Leker. But if it's the Kankanam de Moicher, then the Moicher is on the hook for it. Oh, that's what he's saying. Afel Chala, Nami Mekabel, the original Baal Hayayim, is Chayiv, Chayiv. He is the one that has to take the loss, both when it's all, when it goes down in price, as well as when it goes down. Okay, so we finished that whole sugya. Now, remember we had in the Mishnah, Yoshin Mishal Vishtakid. If you're selling Yain, Yoshin has to be a year old. And if it's Miyushan, we said 3 years old. Zokti Mora, Tana, Umiyashin V'hoylech Ad Hachai. The 3 years have to be Gansa 3 years, right? Rishbam says, Gimul Shonim Shleimais. I didn't Rishbam say that this year is the third year. Yesterday is last year is Ishtakid, the year before that is 3 years, and this is the third year. Yeah, the third year means that you can't say till today, but third year means Kimul Shonim Shleimais Ad Hachag. Okay, but why Davke Chag? Says Rishbam, because that's the Zman HaBotzir, and if you're selling Yayin Miyushim, the assumption is that it's going to remain good for 3 full years, and after that, you'll be able to go and buy fresh wine if you know if you drank up all the wine or after the chag, if it's no longer good. Because that's his manabotzer, that's when they harvest the new grapes, and you can have a new product of new wine coming to the market. So the miyushin has to be good until that time. Okay, on to a new Mishnah. Ha'amoichem mokem lechaveiroi. T'chena mekabel mokem mechaveiroi. Las isloi beis chasnes lebnoi ubeis almenes lebitoi. A person goes to someone that owns an open lot, and he says, "I need this mokoyim," or hamakabel mokem mechaveir las isloi beis chasnes. Is talking about a builder or contractor, and you go to the builder contractor and you say to him, "I need a beis chasnes lebnoi ubeis almenes lebitoi." We'll see what that means momentarily. So we have a lekeach that needs a piece of property. Either he needs an empty lot, and therefore That's the first case. He asked him, I need a lot. What do you need the lot for? For Beis Chasas Lebnoi, Beis Almas Lebitoi. Or he already owned the empty lot, and he's telling now the builder, the reason why I'm calling you, because I need you to build for me a Beis Chasas Lebnoi, Beis Almas Lebitoi. What are those two things? So we'll see more about this shortly in the Gemara, that in the good old days, when people were Meshavich and Chos and Kala were going to get married, who is the one that supplied for them the temporary or perhaps permanent residence for the new Chos and Kala? This was something that was the father of the Chosin supplied. He was the one that made the Beis Chasanis. Typically, Rishbam says they would add an annex to the original house of the father-mother, and now their son is getting married, they build up a house for him, and that house is intended for the Chosin Kala after their marriage. Or Beis Almanis Labitoi is the other way around, and that is what happens, Chas Hasholem, if that Chosin passes away, meaning a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later, and now the wife is Nemach and Almana. So since the Almana until now, when she was married, she lived on the father-in-law's side of town, in other words, the family of her husband. Now that the husband passed away, she reverts back to Beshava El Beis Aviyah Kinureh. She returns back to her family home, and she presumably doesn't want to live in the exact same house or apartment that their parents live. Yeah, after all, she's been independent for the last who knows how many years. And so therefore, once again, now the father of the Almana, this is now the Mechutin, the other side, would normally build that house for the Almana, said she should have a place to live. So that's why it says the Mishnah Beis Chasas Lebnoi Beis Almanas Lebitoi, because that was the normal minhag, the normal custom in those days. Mm-hmm. Okay, but now the Lokeach was too much of an idler person, too much of a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And he told the seller who's selling him a lot of land, or he told the builder, you know what I need this lot of land or the building for my Beis Chasas Lebnoi Beis Almanas Lebitoi. You know how much that is. You're in the business. I'm not. I've never married off one of my children yet. Or, Baruch Hashem, none of my sons-in-law have passed away. So this is the first time that this happened. You know the dimensions. So then, says the Mishnah, Boina Arba Amis Al Sheish. You can make him a fairly small apartment, small house of 4 Amis, let's say 8 feet by 6 by 12 feet. 8 by 12. So this is, you know, the whole house.
Like a bedroom, basically.
Yeah, twice, yeah, or... What do they call it here in Manhattan?
A maid's room.
A maid's room. Okay, good. But it's not a. It's not a one bedroom apartment. What do they call that?
Studio.
A studio. Oh, like a studio apartment where everything, the kitchen, the dining room, the living room, everything is all like within this. Sorry.
More like a closet.
Like a closet. Okay. So it's rather small. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And Rishbam says because it's Lekech is at fault because Lekech should have made his demands. He should have said very clearly, you know, for my son and my new daughter-in-law, or for my daughter, I need, you know, a place, I would need it by 10, by 12, or whatever. But he didn't say anything. So then the minimum is, Arba Amis Al Sheish, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel is not impressed, and Rabbi Shmuel says, that's a studio apartment. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Rev is Bakar Hizu. That's fit for a barn. So if you have a bunch of animals, that's what you're doing.
How small it is in square meters, just to have an idea.
Meters I'm not so good at. It's 8 feet by 12 feet. 8 feet by 12 feet. Now, I believe that 3 feet, I believe, happens to be a meter, more or less. Right, maybe 39 inches or something like that. So if it's 8 feet, we're talking a little bit less than 3 meters. And by 12 feet, that would be 4 meters. 4 meters by a little bit less than 3 meters.
So it's like a coffin.
Coffin, that's already. That's already. I've been to a couple of levayas. A coffin is usually about 6 feet long and, you know, 6 inches wide or a foot wide. But, you know, anyway, it's a missile man. So, fine. Zolzana is like. Getting back to Gemara, Sir Bishmo was not impressed. Ref is Bakar Hizu. Now the Mishnah continues. Horoitza lasis refes bakar. It doesn't say who is speaking now. Is this Rabbi Akiva or this is Rabbi Shmuel? So we're going to see two pshatim in the Gemara. The easier pshat lechoyde is that this is a continuation of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is now telling us, I will tell you what the normal dimensions are, the standard rates, so to speak, the standard proportions. So says Rabbi Shmuel, Haroitza las is refes bakar, boina dalet amas al shesh, like we just said now. 4 by 6 or 8 by 12 in feet. By his cotton, if he said, I don't want a refes bakar, I want a small apartment, by his cotton. That's shesh al ches, 6 by 8. If it's a godoil, that's already ches al eser. He says, I want a bais, I don't want a small, I want a bais godoil. Well, then it's ches al eser. Traklin, it's a traklin. Traklin means like a palatial mansion. Then it's already yud al yud, 10 by 10. Now, in all of these cases, we've only been talking about the length and the width. What about the heights? Do you have to have old war Manhattan type of ceilings, pre-war, which are pre-war? Thank you. Do you have those type of ceilings, or do you go like in place in Brooklyn where a tall fellow has to make sure to take his hat off so he shouldn't hit the ceiling? So what's the shear? It's rumoy kachatzi orka uchachatzi rochboy. What you do is you take the oirech and the roich, if you add it together, and you slice it in half. So for instance, we just spoke about lomagim marshal. We said a bayis cotton is sheish al ches. So 6 plus 8 is 14. Split it down the middle. The height has to be 7. Or if a bayis gadol is 8 by 10, 8 and 10 is 18. Split down the middle, it's got to be 9. So that's the proportion. As a raya to that, Shim Gamliel Oimer Kibinyan Hahechel. Kibinyan Hahechel was built similarly. So Rejbam says on the second wide line, because the Oirich of the Hechel was 40, the Roichiv was 20, so 40 plus 20 is 60, half of that is Perumay Shloishim, it was 30 tall, and that's the way it should be. We're going to see in the Gemara whether Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or the Rai Ladover, is this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaking? In other words, the Chodesh should say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rai Ladover, Kibinyan Hechel. But our mission is structured a little bit differently. Rai Ladover, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we're going to see whether or not this is Balashit Bitmia. Can you bring me a Rai Ladover? Or is this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaking? We'll see him at Shimon Gemara shortly. Anyway, starting off again, Zukti Gemara, Lomilin the Mr. Beis Chassis Libnoi, Ubeis Alminis Libitoi. Why is it necessary to go and say Beis Chasnis for the son, Beis Almanis Lebitoi? We could have shortened the Mishnah and said Beis Chasnis or Beis Almanis Lebitoi Lebnoi. You know, why are we going and Davka Benoi, Davka Bitoi? Listen, Beis Chasnis Lebnoi or Lebitoi, Beis Almanis Lebnoi or Lebitoi. The Jemilza Agab Orcha Kamash Mulan. It's coming to tell you, like we spoke at in the Mishnah, to Lei Darka De Chasna Lemeder Bei Chamua, that it's not the Derech, it was not the custom for the new Eidim, for the new son-in-law, to move in with the in-laws. Rather, he should stay close to his parents. Now, what's the reason? Explains the Gemara, Kedachsib, Sefer Mentzira. Like it said in Sefer Mentzira, Sefer Mentzira in Masechtas Sanhedrin is referred to as Svarim HaChitzoinim. Svarim HaChitzoinim means that this happens to be a very historic writing, but it was not included within the Tanakh, and it's therefore it's considered to be, there are words of Chachma brought in Sefer Mentzira, and the Gemara often, I would say often, but from time to time, quotes from the Sefer Mentzira, those passages where the Gemara considers them to be full of wisdom and Chachma.
Yeah, the answer is apparent.
Apparent, yeah. Or an in-law. Yeah. Good. Anyway, so Sefer Mentzira, Vushtait and Sefer Mentzira, HaKoil Shekalti B'Kaf Meiznayim, everything I weighed on the scales, Tlimatzasi Kal Meisuvin, and he didn't find anything of lesser quality than Subin. This, of course, this is an expression. He just means that Subin is considered to be very, very gurua, very inferior. Today, Subin is brand. Today it's considered to be a hot item, and therefore, very often, if you want to buy either bread or cereal or something, it says big Kiddush Levuna oysters with brand, 10%, 20%. In times of Chazal, we'd say, then I want to get a break, because Subin is, you know, the worst. That's Gerua Inferium Leoit. But today they say it's nutritious and whatever. Anyway, so the Bensir is starting off and saying that the worst of the worst that you can put on the scale is this Subin, because it's already a real inferior product. However, you know, it's even worse than that. The Kalmi Subin, Chosin Adar B'Beis Chama, a Chosin who's living with his Shver. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us what's so gefährlich. So Geferlich is that the mother-in-law may take a liking to the Eidim, or the Eidim to the mother-in-law, and you can have potential problems. And so therefore, stay away. Don't give
you a situation is schwer.
It's a very schwer situation. Or it's a schwieriger situation. Good. Next case. Oirich machnes oirich. I'm sorry. The Kal Mechosin, thank you. What's even worse than that is oirich machnes oirich. You go and invite a guest, and then he shows up with two guests or three guests. Mister, I invited you. I didn't ask you for going to. I didn't think you would mind. You were so nice to me. I figured you wouldn't mind another person. That's really poor judgment. What's worse than that is meishiv dover b'terem yishma, to go and answer the question even before the question is finished. Let the person finish his question first, and then you'll give an answer. Because if you answer smack in the middle, very often you will have answered the wrong question. Shenemar, like it said in the pasuk, meishiv dover b'terem yishma, a person who is meishiv dover, he responds before he hears the whole question. Ivelus iloy uchlima. Ivelus iloy shows that he is acting in a silly manner, and it's embarrassing and it's humiliating. Okay. Back to our mission. The mission we said, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Refes Bakri Zu, Haroitza, and then we continue on, Haroitza Lassus, Refes Bakri, and I already told you in the Mishnah that there are going to be two, the shyness in the Gemara as to who said Haroitza Lassus, Refes Bakri. Izoktima, Refes Bakri, Man Ketanila. Who continued? In other words, Rabbi Shmuel said, Refes Bakri Zu, that this 4x6, it's fit for a barn. But then the Mishnah continues, Haroitza Lassus, Refes Bakri. Who said that? Man Ketanila. Ikri Yomar Rabbi Shmuel Ketanila. Ikri Yomar Rabbi Kiva Ketanila. Ikri Yomar Rabbi Kiva Ketanila. And Rabbi Kiva is saying, Vachi Kamar. Alpha Pisha Refes Bakri He. Even though the size of it, a 4x6, is fitting for Refes Bakri. For Amim, Sha'adam Uysidirasik Refes Bakri. There are people, either because of lack of funds or because of lack of initiative or whatever, they're happy with a 4x6. So even though it's Dakar Refes Bakri, but nevertheless, and that's why Rabbi Kiva at the outset of the Mishnah said that if you didn't specify how large the base chasav, the base almanis has to be, 4x6 is fine. You're right, Rabbi Shmuel. Standard size of Refes Bakri is 4x6, and I agree with you. Right, the last of Refes Bakri, 4x6. On the other hand, but if someone didn't take the initiative to say how large the base chasav, the base almanis should be, it could also be because there are people who are just not mad, but it's fine, Refes Bakri. This is Rabbi Shmuel speaking, and it's continue on. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Ref is bakri zu, and now add a shit. Someone who wants to make a ref is bakar, he goes and builds it by the dimensions of 4x6. He doesn't want more, he doesn't need more. Safrin, I'm very happy with that, etc. Lahavda, we go and say there's a story about Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zuchrayim Lebracha. Whoever visited Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his dira in Bnei Brak saw that the whole dira was, you know, 1.5 or 2 rooms. In that small little apartment, he raised 7 or 8 or 9 children, Kanayin Hara, and the whole family. So they say there was a big oisha that one time came to him and said, Reb Chaim, I'm writing out a check for you right now for $100,000, and you should be able to go and expand and make another 2 bedrooms and expand your house. And so Reb Chaim says, I don't need it. I thank you. It's very kind of you. I don't need it. I'm very happy the way I am. But Reb Chaim, this way you'll have more room, and you have larger bedrooms, and all the people are coming to visit you, and it's Grand Central Station every day, and it should be more berevach. Sir, I don't need it. I really don't need it. And then he pushed him again. And again, I don't need it. So Reb Chaim says to him, can you do me a favor? There in my bedroom, there on the night table, there is a jar of high blood pressure pills. I want to give that to you for a present. So the Oisha says to him, you give me a present, high blood pressure, I don't suffer from high blood pressure. I don't need those pills. I don't need it. So perhaps I'm telling you, I don't need it. You don't need the blood pressure pills. I don't need your $100,000. I'm happy the way I am. It's fine. I live. Even though the dimensions may have been all of 4x6 or 6x8, says good, I'm happy with that. I don't need more. Okay, so we continue on. Zok Tamar Avaita. Now it's said in our Mishnah, Traklin Yud Al Yud. My Traklin, what's the definition of a Traklin? This is Kuvsa Bei Vardi. Verit, of course, is a rose, and Kuvsa means a room where one can live. Rav Shbam says, Osi Chaloinis Ke'en Kuba, which is probably like a veranda of sorts, nice room with large room with large windows, and it has in it verodim, it has in it roses, and therefore that's why it's considered to be like a tractum, like a palatial, because it's so nice, it's so pretty, I go into the room, all these roses, etc. Tony, we left out of the Mishnah about the kanter. Now what is exactly a kanter? So Gemara is going to tell us in another moment. The kanter is even larger than the traklin, right? The traklin was 10 by 10. The kanter shtemesrei al shtemesrei, 12 by 12. Wow, that's really large. My kanter, tarbitz apadni. What's tarbitz apadni? Says Rishbam, here we're talking about not the building, but right next to the building having a beautiful chotzer, like a very nice, beautiful garden. And Rishbam said that this was, if you want to take a look at Rishbam, tarbitz apadni at the end of the line, about halfway down the wide lines, tarbitz apadni, then start the next line, chotzer godol, a nice large chotzer, she'oisim sorim bitzad apadni shalem, that the sorim, the ministers and the choshevim people would have next to their homes, they'd have a beautiful lawn, they'd have a beautiful garden. Why? How did it get such a funny name, Tarbit? As we know, there's always dust which settles, and so when the people are coming by or going through, they shouldn't become dusty and say, oh, shouldn't have gone through this garden. So they had constantly water sprinklers or people that would go and sprinkle water to go and keep the dust down to make this a very enjoyable, very nice place to sit down, to have a picnic, to go through. Amachai. So that's a cut.
Can you go back to the earlier kufsa, kain kuvish al zonos?
That's, he just means the taich of the word kufsa. We don't mean chas v'shalom that this palace had zonos. He's just saying the etymology of the word kufsa is similar to the word kuba. Now, what exactly is a kuba? So says Rishbam, in this case, a kuba means a large room, but it's a large room that has in it chaloinus, nice big windows, like a veranda that people go in. Mm-hmm. People, for instance, in front of their homes, instead of having an open porch, they have a closed porch, but they have these large picture windows, and it's very inviting, so like a palatial manner.
Maybe it had plenty of mizonos.
Mizonos, very good, very good. Okay. Especially, we're going to need that for Yom Tov, you have to have a lot of mizonos. Okay. Room my kachatzi yor kachatzi roch by Rai ledover shem namliel oimi kibinyan hechel. Frank Timar, Rai ledover man ketanila. Who's the one that said the words Rai ledover? Normally you would expect it to say shem gamliel oimer Rai ledover kibinyan hechel. But it says Rai ledover first, and then shem gamliel. So who's the one that said the magic words in our Mishnah, Rai ledover? Ikri Amar, or Ikri Amri, shem gamliel ketanila, he said it. Bachik Amar. Rai ledover minayin. You're wondering what's some biblical source for making rumay kechatzi or kechatzi rochbay. This is not something that the builders came up with. We have rayas from the Torah of Reb Shem Gamliel. Hakol kibinyan ahechel, just like the binyan ahechel. So therefore, Reb Shem Gamliel was the one that was introducing it. You want to know a rayas? I'll tell you. Kibinyan ahechel. Veikli yomah tanakama ketanila. It's the tanakama that's the one that said it. That the shiurim. Reb Shem Gamliel at muy kametama v'achik kamalei the tanakama. Rai minayin, where are you bringing your rai from? That you say, rumik kechetzi or kechetzi, who said? Do you have statistics? Did you speak to builders and contractors? Where did you take this from? Maybe you're taking me binyan heichel, or tekuli alma ke binyan heichel avdi. If you're telling me that the rai, your makar is because of the binyan heichel, the heichel was made in such a fashion. But that doesn't mean that every time you're a contractor or a builder, that the height has to be exactly half of orkev or achbar. Who says? And therefore, your kibinyan ahechol parallel is a faulty parallel, says Reb Shem Gamliel. Tanya Acher Moimers, others say, Rumai ki koiroisav, that the height has to be like the koira. Now, what means the koira? So Rishbam says the koira means the width. That is, those koiras, those beams that are put to the width of the house, presumably not in the middle of the house, presumably in the ceiling, so that that would solidify the ceiling and the house. So the height has to be like the length of those koiras. And the koiras were laid to the width of a house. It's very Timara. Why do we have to talk about koiras? Why don't you simply say, Velema Rumai Kirachbai? The height has to be like the width, and don't talk about the koiras. Ik Iboyisema Besam Iloy Ravach. One taich is because depending on where you measure the width of the house, meaning that there's more space as you go up, and there's less space as you go down.
Why do you need more space when you go up? It should be the contrary.
Ah, so
good point.
Good point. So if you look at the Rishbam, Rishbam addresses your point. Miloy Ravach, right over here, 10 lines from the bottom of the Omen. Miloy Ravach, Shebateim shel chomis avonim hoyu. They would go and build their homes out of stone. And the stone foundation and stone walls down below, hirachava, that's wide. as it gets higher and higher, then the chayme gets a little bit thinner and narrower. This is the way it stays for a long period of time. Obviously, on the bottom, you need this strong, wide foundation to hold the walls up, but you don't want that the walls continue to be as thick, because then they're heavy walls. If the heavy walls eventually, chas v'shalom, the whole building can collapse.
Engineering.
So as they go higher and higher, the walls get...
Right.
Exactly correct. Anyway, so, says our Gemara, therefore, if you are measuring the width of the house from wall to wall, down below it might only be twice, 5 amas, and as you get higher to the ceiling, it becomes more like 6 or 7 amas, because the interior has gotten wider as you get higher and higher. So just if you're going to say v'lam merubay, v'lam merubay kirachbay, people say kirachbay what? Does that mean down below? Does that mean up above? It's a big difference. That's why kikarois of the kairois were in the ceiling, and so therefore they knew that you're doing the roichav of the ceiling on top, and not the space down below, for measuring for these purposes. The reason is because you have holes in the wall, like the word kavi is like a window, where they would insert the ends of the koirais. Instead of the koirais just standing, obviously if you're just going to put them from wall to wall, they can easily topple. So what you can do is you can put cement on, you can put on plaster and all that, but you know, that only have a certain lifetime of their own. So to make it strong and stronger, they would go and make holes in the wall, and they would insert the koirois into those holes.
Larger than the width.
Exactly. So the koirois were longer than the width, because the width ended at the walls, and this was longer because it extended into the kavi, into those kavi holes. If
they
you
want to have nachas.
Want to have nachas.
Nachas.
Yeah. Oh, nachas. Oh, very good. Go ahead. Reb Chanina Novakir Yosef. Rabbi Chanina went out to the Kiria, to the town. Romali Kroya Adoni, they asked him a stira. One person said, Babayit Shabana HaMelech Shloimai LaHashem, Shishim Amma Orkai, 60 Amas long, Esim Rochbay, 20 Amas wide, Shloisha Amma Kamase, and 30 Amas tall. Uksiv Lefnei Hadvir, Esim Amma Oirech, Vi Esim Amma Roichav, 20 by 20, Vi Esim Amma Kamase, and 20 high. So I see that there are different Shiurim over here. Here you're telling me 60 by 20 by 30, and the other pasuk says 20 by 20 by 20. Amaluki kachosh misvas kruvim lamala. The second pasuk is talking about from the kruvim and higher. From the kruvim and higher, there was, for instance, only 20 amis. But from the floor until the top of the kruvim, there was another 10, so it was 30 altogether. So the first pasuk, when it says 30, means from the floor to the ceiling. In the case, however, of the second pasuk, we were talking about from the top of the kruvim, from there to the ceiling, that was only 20, because the kruvim themselves were 10 tall. Now, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, when we read in the Torah about the kruvim were on top of the Arayim. They didn't go 10 amas tall. Mm-hmm. However, the times of Shlomo Melech in the Beis Midrash, the kruvim were from the floor. They didn't reside on top of the Arayim.
How come he was Meshana?
Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him everything, and the Pasuk says, Kol Mi'ez Hashem, it was all blueprinted with Hashem's, not only Hashem's blessing, but direction.
Wasn't his own initiative.
And not his own initiative whatsoever. And the Mizbeach was much, much larger. It was 32 by 32, while the Mishkan was only a 3 by 3 or whatever. Much, much smaller. My Kamashlon, what is he coming to tell you? Our Kamashlon, etc. Miyat Hashem, to be continued tomorrow, my son. Have a wonderful day.